Loyal, leading legacy. Welcome to the Empower Women's Podcast. This is the conversation that expands the generations.
Hello, and welcome to the Empower Women's Podcast, from hippie to hipster. I'm the hippie, Charmin Dow, and Kara Aubrey Nelson is the hipster. We're expanding the generations to bring you business information. We're empowering women to make change, become an architect for change in the workplace. Very exciting. So welcome, Kara. Are you excited to be here today?
I'm thrilled about this new podcast and just this conversation that extends generations. Not that necessarily I'm a hipster, but I'm in that generation. So,
and I'm no longer a hippie, but I used to be one.
Those are the generations in which we live.
Yes. And, yeah. And in our age span gives you an idea. But what we're trying to do is bring together my experiences, my wisdom in business, my background in the corporate world, and then Kara, who's just starting out in her own business and nonprofit with Untamed. I started my own agency many years ago from scratch. I was approached by a group of gentlemen that were very impressed by my abilities and said, "We want to be in business with you." And they 100% financially backed me, made me 50% partner, and let me run the show. And baby, it was a show. I just was determined never to fail. Failure was not an option, and I worked very hard. And ultimately, was acquired by a top 10 insurance brokerage firm, which is where I am today as a senior vice president with USI Insurance Services. So I've had quite a career in insurance. It's been very successful and very financially lucrative for me. And now you're just starting out with what you're doing, Kara, which is, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm in my 20s and recently started a nonprofit. But before that, I've been doing a music career for a number of years. Just to give you a little bit of a timeline, back in 2007, I was in Nashville recording an album, a project, and getting ready to launch something new. Following that through after touring and traveling and writing and all the things that go into a music career, having music in different countries and that sort of thing, it's been quite a journey, but it has brought me to a place now where my passion has lended itself to starting a nonprofit for youth and young adults. And the nonprofit is called Gen Live Incorporated, also known as Untamed. And that's really where my passion lies. And the journey that I've had in my music career thus far has brought me to a place now that I can see now that I'm prepared for it because of the journey that I believe God brought me through to get to this point. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my passion today is to speak into the next generation, empower women to become architects for change and achieve their success in the workplace. I feel I have a lot to offer and send out to you on these podcasts.
Yes, she does.
And how I became successful in my business career in insurance. And that maybe some of these things we're talking about today, from hippie to hipster, will help you broaden your careers and achieve your goals and ultimately achieve success in your personal life and business. So let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to develop a single-minded focus, which happens to be the first chapter of my new book, which is The 10 Commandments of Business Success for Women, Reaching Your Goals with Integrity. So in it, I literally have taken the 10 commandments that God gave to Moses in 1500 BC, and I've turned them into a secular viewpoint. For instance, in the first chapter, the first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God, you shall have no other gods before me. I say, if you're ever going to become successful in any endeavor, whether it be business or personal life, you have to have a single-minded focus towards that end goal. And that's the first chapter of the book and how I achieved it for myself.
Yeah, and there's so much wisdom packed in this book, but in this first chapter of creating the single-minded focus, I mean, how can we move forward in any endeavor or be successful in business or the workplace or at home, right? Without having a single-minded focus and having a direction of where we're going. And Sharman, you really put that out in your book, and it's exciting to hear your experiences and your wisdom. And again, just being in my 20s and hearing your successes and how you got there has been not only encouraging, but exciting.
When you develop a single-minded focus about something you want to achieve, you have to really have a passion for it.
Yes.
So I, for instance, I have never given a conference, put on a conference, but I felt a call of God in my heart to speak into the next generation. And I decided out of the clear blue, and I really think it was a spiritual thing, that I wanted to put together a women's conference to empower women to achieve success and become the architect for change. So I put together this Empower Women's Conference earlier this year. I gathered together five very successful businesswomen and I wanted them to speak on subjects that how did they achieve their success. And each one, even though we spoke on different subjects, each one came together with a main theme of this is how I did it.
What a great lineup it was. I feel like it was like a labor of love from you.
Well, my book was the actual nucleus of the whole conference. The book took me 3 years to write. It's my second book. And one of my goals was to write a book, and now I've written two. But this book, what became a passion. It just took me a long time to write it because I still have a corporate career.
Wow.
So you have to find time to carve out of the day to write the book. But when I started writing the book and it started coming to get published and getting together, I realized I want to do a conference that really speaks volumes into women's lives to release my wisdom, my experiences in business that would help the next generation and also raise the bar in the workplace with integrity.
Yeah, with integrity.
Yeah, I feel the culture too often is impacting women in such a negative way. And if we can just realize we have so much more in us that we can achieve anything. Women have a natural born business acumen that has vision, has strengths, and we are able to achieve almost anything. Well, anything, I believe. And in the business world, it nothing should hold us back. We should never be afraid to do anything or accomplish it. And how I achieved that was through skydiving.
Yeah, yeah. So tell I know you write this about this in your book, and you also mentioned it at the conference itself. But how does skydiving play into the effect of your first chapter, which is having a single-minded focus? How does skydiving relate to that?
It's amazing to think about it, but it was a great passion of mine my entire life to learn how to skydive. My father was a test pilot, and I grew up around airports and just always wanted to fall through a cloud, skydive, maneuver my body in the air, and just kind of like the ultimate body surfing.
Like a dream.
Yeah, it was. And it was a big dream I had. Anyway, so I had the opportunity when I was young to do it, but there was a big obstacle. And it's the F word.
The F word?
Yeah, the F word. It's called fear.
Ah, okay.
And a lot of you out there have that F word in you. And you got to get it out and yank it out. And this is how I yanked it out of me. If you read the book, if you know anything about it, skydiving, it's pretty incredible to think that you stand on just a little strut with 50 pounds of gear on me and 80 mile an hour winds pushing me off this little strut. And then I look down at the ground and it's 2,000 feet below. Nothing is more fearful than doing that for the first time. And the most amazing thing about that first jump, because the skydive master wouldn't let me back on the airplane, because back in the days I learned how to skydive, there was not a thing called a buddy jump. It was a true static line, just like in World War II they did in the Army. I had to learn the Army way of skydiving, and that was where you just jumped on your own with a static line.
Wow.
I'll tell you, when I did that first jump, I thought I was going to die.
I bet. Now, wait a minute. You say your first jump, but you have done how many jumps
Close
now?
To 200.
Close to 200.
Yeah, I did. It was the most amazing thing that happened to me, though. And it was an epiphany moment one day when I was doing a delay all by myself. I was just skydiving because I hadn't gotten up to the point where I could jump out with other people. I was so fearful still. I couldn't overcome it. But I happened to be in the airplane with this gal that was a little bit older than me. And she was half my size. And she was just laughing and giggling with the pilot. And it was just the two of us in the plane with the pilot. And they were laughing and joking, and I was in the back of the airplane ready to vomit at any moment.
Oh, imagine. Yes.
and the fear had just overcome me.
Right.
But she looked over at me. We were up at 10,000 feet, and she was about to do an accuracy jump. An accuracy jump of from 10,000 feet, jumping onto a plate the size of a dinner plate, 8 to 10 inches wide,
wow.
A little circle.
That is incredible.
It is when you think about it, because she was jumping out at 10,000 feet, but she maneuvers her body and then she pulls her parachute and maneuvers her parachute to be as close to that disc as she possibly could.
Okay, so, okay, if this is an accuracy jump, in trying to relate this to achieving business success for women, how does that correlate? Because if she number one had to get in the plane, get suited up, and then jump out and maneuver, what are some tangible things that we can do to create that focus and that single-mindedness?
Okay, well, number one, you need to write out your goals, Kara. As you probably know, you wrote a mission statement for Untamed, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and I wrote out my goals in business. I wanted to achieve certain things with my life. I sat one day and had a prayer time with God, quiet time. And one of the things I always tell young women is if time and money was not an issue in your life,
yeah.
if those things were put on the back burner, you don't even have to think about it. Money was not an issue. Time was not an issue. What is it? What is it that gets you up in the morning? What is it that you would love to do or mm-hmm. always wanted to accomplish?
Yeah.
I always say, write out 30 dreams, write out 30 passions, write out things you've always wanted to accomplish, mm-hmm. but never found the time or thought you could afford. One of my dreams was I wanted to write a book. I never thought in the world I could find the time to write a book with my corporate career. And yet today, 12 years after writing that goal, I've written two books.
Wow. And not one, but two.
And that's how writing out your goals, how it can impact your life.
Okay.
It's amazing.
So I have a question for you. So we talk in this chapter of your book, you talk about having a single-minded focus, but you are at this point with the book, with the conference, and with your insurance business still, you're bivocational. So how does somebody have a single-minded focus and be bivocational? How do you do that?
Well, I originally learned it from skydiving. Back to the airplane with that gal that was in the airplane with me. She looked over at me just before she did her 10,000-foot jump. She looked over at me, did a salute, and winked her eye and did a backflip off the airplane strut.
Oh, wow.
The pilot curved the plane around so we could both watch her. I stuck my head out the door and watched her do it, and she was incredible. And at that moment, I had an epiphany. If she can do it, why can't I?
If
she can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
And that changed everything for me. And at that moment, I decided, okay, you had to wash out. I had to give myself a pep talk. Say, okay, Charmin, wipe out the F word. Wipe out fear.
Wipe out fear.
Wipe out fear and not allow fear to control your emotions.
Yeah.
So when I got up on my next jump, I became so determined on what I was going to accomplish that I never thought about fear. All I thought about was what I wanted to accomplish.
Mm.
And so the fear got washed away.
Mm-hmm.
Now in business, how I applied that was when I was approached by a group of gentlemen on starting my own company.
Uh-huh.
They said, we want to be in business with you, Charmin. And how we're going to get in business with you is we're going to 100% financially back you, make you 50% partner, and let you run the show.
Wow.
I almost got in a car crash when he made that original offer to me. I was on my car phone thinking, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And then right away, the F word came into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I do this?
Yeah.
Can I make this happen? And then all of a sudden, I realized failure, and that's another F word, is not an option.
Not an option.
So you make fear and failure the F words that are out of your vocabulary. You do not allow negative thinking to pull you down. You stop that and you create in your mind the thought process. And the Bible really has a great verse for this. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
So it's the
renewing of your mind.
Of
so
your mind.
I renewed my mind in skydiving by not allowing the fear to overcome me and my emotions to overcome me, by only focusing on the end result.
So you had a mission.
I had a mission to become. So when you're writing out your passions, when you're writing out your goals, then you become, you have an end result of what you're trying to get. And then you figure out, how do I back into that?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example, Kara. You had a dream and a mission with Untamed.
Right.
You wrote out your mission statement, what, in 2007?
2007, and here we are in 2015.
With the dream finally coming to fruition.
That's right.
So all that time, you had written out your mission statement.
Yep.
You knew what you wanted to do.
Yep.
And you looked at it regularly. And now you have set up this nonprofit, and it's happening.
You've got Untamed.
You're reaching your next generation with music and great things you're doing.
It's a journey. It's a journey, too. Just like in skydiving, you have to get up in the plane at some point. When I was doing my music career, you know, it seemed like, hey, where is this vision going to come to fruition here, you know,
right.
At what point? But I look back now and I'm just so thankful for the path that I've been on, because I wouldn't be prepared to take up today what I'm doing now if I hadn't been, hadn't gone through those seasons, hadn't gone through that journey. Yet I still had to jump out of the plane, so to speak.
Yes.
And I still had to sort of fly through the air in order to land right where I wanted to land. It's been an incredible journey, but it definitely, like you say, you have to have a mission. You have to have the goal.
For instance, in skydiving, after I overcame my fear, I went on to make all these jumps. I did exhibition jumps. I've jumped out of a Bell Jet Ranger helicopter. I did exhibition jumps into stadiums. I also did jumps. I jumped out of an airplane at 20,000 feet.
Wow.
Where we had to have oxygen in the airplane. Because I overcame the fear and looked at the end goal. And then a group of guys all asked me to join them on their team, the West Coast Pelican Skydivers, and we did these exhibition jumps. It was a lot of fun, a great experience. But those experiences built upon my career in the business world. Because when I knew I could jump out of an airplane without the fear and accomplish the goal, I knew I could do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes. You set many goals for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm going to do this today, or by the end of the week, I'm going to have this accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that accomplished, whether it be cleaning up your bedroom or organizing your office desk or reading something, I'm going to read a book by the end of the week. Those are little mini goals you can set for yourself. But when you achieve them, you have a feeling of self-satisfaction, of self-esteem that is positive for yourself. That's one step. Then we have other steps that get you there too.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those other steps.
Well, one of the things I learned in business is not to waste my time with going to lunch with the same old people every day, which can be such a negativity after a while, because sometimes you hang around with the same old girlfriends and going to lunch. And what happens is a lot of gossip, a lot of negative thinking comes into play, or the jealousy factor happens with women, you know, and they start pulling each other down. Anyway, I decided to rise above that and start going lunch alone or going on a walk or many times I just read something, a literature on my business, so I could enhance my knowledge, so better myself with my clients.
Yeah, I like what you've mentioned in the book about that, taking your lunch hour to
expand your knowledge.
Expand your knowledge, change it up a little bit, get a little innovative, and also motivate yourself, learn new things, expand your mind.
Absolutely.
Just use that time to be not only refreshing to you physically eating lunch, but also mentally and perhaps spiritually too.
Absolutely. Yeah, there was many years I spent just reading the Bible on my lunch hour. It was the only time I had during the day. So I learned from God and gained wisdom, which, by the way, ladies, always read the book of Proverbs. There's a lot of wisdom in it and we'll gain. But another great thing to have that will help your success and achieve a single-minded focus is finding yourself a mentor.
Mm.
Whether it be a man or woman, it doesn't matter. Find someone who's going to speak into your life.
Yes.
When you find that person, lights go on, change happens, and positive only comes out of it. You don't even have to find someone in your own career.
Okay.
Sometimes it could be someone outside of your career, but someone you admire.
Someone you admire.
And who's achieved success. Learn from them. Take them to lunch and say, I want to pick your brain.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn from you what you've learned in business, what you've learned in your career that could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Most people love to talk and speak into other younger people's lives. That's a really great opportunity for you to have. It's also important for your success in business to find that person who will train you and teach you on how to get motivated, how to, you know, and have some accountability with someone.
Right.
Have some accountability. Hey, you're doing this wrong. Have let someone speak into your life and give you the truth.
Right, right. You need somebody there to not only lift you up, but also tell you where you need to change things
right.
up and that sort of thing. But also talk about how important it is not only to have that one person in your life that is a mentor, but also how it's important to expand the conversation with others too. Is that, mentioned that.
Yeah, it's very important. When I started my own insurance agency, as I said, failure was not an option. So I was willing to work 10 to 15 hour days. It didn't matter to me. I was working on weekends when people are going off goofing off. I was at the office, but I was going to make it happen. I was determined. I had an end goal. And so one of the things that helped a lot was networking with other people in business,
mm-hmm.
getting to know what they're doing, what their successes are, going to conferences. It really helps when you go to conferences and get some additional learning experiences in your field. But another great thing to do, which is so important, as I mentioned already, is writing out the goals. So let me give you an example. Let's just say you wanted to become an attorney with a top law firm.
Yeah.
You've got your college degree, but you haven't gone to law school. And you're 35 years old. But it's always been your dream, your passion to become an attorney. Well, okay, let's write that down. Write it down today. Write it down for this year. I'm going to start the process. Just start the process. The process, as Kara said, is getting all suited up for the skydive.
Yeah.
Put your parachute on, put that jumpsuit on, start the process. Look into law schools. How can you do this with maybe go online? Today, it's so incredible with technology that you can even get a law degree online at a fairly inexpensive cost. There's ways to finance it. Look into that. Start doing the history, but look at that goal every day.
Look at it.
I'm going to become an attorney in 5 years from today. I want to work for a good law firm. 5 years from today, I'm going to achieve that goal. You keep telling yourself. When I told myself I wanted to go to the Pinnacle Club at my corporation, USI, I wanted to become a top salesperson that went to the Pinnacle Club. I did it year after year, and now I don't care whether I go anymore,
yeah.
But back then it was very important to me to prove to myself that I could do it. I could outsell my peers and achieve what needed to be achieved. Those are exciting times and something I would never give up. But all that stemmed from overcoming the F word, and fear and failure.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to overcome those two areas in your life, you're able to achieve anything.
And that's being true to yourself. It's being true to also being true to others. And
yeah.
I think being true to God too. And,
yes.
And you mentioned in your book, reaching your goals with integrity. It's all about that integrity.
Yes.
And it starts
without compromising who
yeah.
you are and who you are before God.
Mm-hmm.
And those are important things to think about because you don't want to reach your success by trashing other people. And believe me, I had some failures in my past that I'm embarrassed to even talk about. But I've learned from those experiences and grew from them. I've treated people, some of my staff over the years, very poorly. And if I had an opportunity, I'd like to apologize to them today. But I learned from those mistakes and I grew from them. So I became a better person with integrity in my business career, that I draw the line. I'm not going to compromise in this area because I always look at it is God's watching me. Mm-hmm. No one else is watching me, but God knows my heart. He knows what's going on, and he knows my intentions.
Yes.
So I always want to have good intentions for my clients and what I'm trying to do. And you know what happens? Success follows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. I'm sure it happens with you too, because you've kept your integrity over the years in what you're trying to accomplish with Untamed.
You're talking about integrity, and I want to kind of reach back around to, obviously, you want to have success in yourself.
Right.
But you want to have success for the betterment of not only your coworkers, but also your clients.
Right.
The people that are affected by what you do, no matter what it is that you do in the business, workplace, or even at home. What's your intentions? And how do those leave a legacy for people with that integrity in mind?
And future generations. Absolutely. Those things are important.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going to try and do with these podcasts going into the future. Just want to remind you, if you're interested in getting my book, you can get it on Amazon or under my website, CharmanDow.com, CharmanDow.com.
It's a fantastic book. I highly recommend you check it out. It's a quick read. It's an awesome read, but it's one that you'll probably want to bring your highlighter out. We've been talking today about creating that single-minded focus, overcoming fear, the F word, as well as failure is not an option. So we're excited for the next podcast, which is going to be about...
It's going to be about elevating yourself.
Elevating yourself.
Or finding your passion. We haven't decided yet.
Finding your passion, but these are the things that are in your book.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to take the 10 commandments of business success for women, take each chapter, and in each podcast, the two of us are going to have the conversations that expand the generations from hippie to hipster. So we're glad you could join us. This is Charmin Dow.
And this is Kara Aubrey. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.